like smoking crystal meth as often as possible, usually on Tuesdays.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Come on down to Covian Christmas Castle.
We had fun.
It's got
with that
two
one.
Teeth and one eyeball.
That was like 2020.
His skin is
that
green.
That was 2020 yeah. Christmas.
His skin is green from some infection. But hey, you won't pay those Phipps Plaza prices. You won't pay those fancy prices down here at Covian Christmas Castle. No siree, Bob. Wow, you really look fucked up. Do I look that fucked up? Do I look as fucked up as
and
you
yes,
look?
Yes, everybody does. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. At the party, everybody does.
Everybody does, yes. But you're always scared that you're the guy that looks the worst, right? I don't know. That's anyway, that's my thing.
And you got, like, white stuff.
Yeah. You're like foaming. You have stuff at your corner of your mouth because your mouth hasn't stopped moving in 3 hours. Really need to spend that marketing budget before the year is out. Oh, look, Charter, they're right here. Get on the phone with them. What a great tagline. They're right here.
They're right here.
I feel like I can trust those people with my advertising dollars.
We were trustworthy.
Call Plumlee. Hey, honey, dial 671-9442. Nope, no prefix. It's the greater Knoxville area. Those people are right here.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, cats and kittens, welcome back. Dogs and dolphins, donuts and dipshits. Welcome back to yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break, the only commercial break you'll ever need. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and director of all symposium traffic, Chrissy Hoadley.
Hello.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us again. Fresh off a spring break.
That's
which
right.
I thought was very nice. I thought I enjoyed it very much. Notice the tan, or is it just blending into
no,
all the other tan?
It's just blending in.
Oh, fuck you. Keep, fuck you, too.
You're keeping the same color.
Kiss his ass, kiss your ass, kiss my ass. Fuck all of you, okay? Yeah, I get it. I'm tan. One
you
of our
good.
Reviews
you
said, Brian's always tan.
I know, right?
This show is great. It's very funny. Brian's always tan. Best to you. Thank you.
And,
smart
and
ass.
Someone help Nico.
Yeah, someone help. Does anybody know where Nico is? Don't good. Worry. He's still there. He's the dog that won't
he's
die.
He's floating around.
Yeah, he's the dog that won't die that's already dead. He can't die because he's already dead.
Yes.
So what am I going to do? Nothing. So we took a couple days off here so that I could take my family down to the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
Which is a private island down in the Caribbean.
Right.
Because,
Disney.
Disney. We went on the Disney cruise.
I mean, I've heard these things are amazing.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really fucking nice. I gotta say, you know, I'm a Disney fan. There's no
yes,
secret there. And I'm also not a fan of Disney as of late. I don't think the experience down in the parks has been the same since the pandemic started, certainly, but maybe even a couple years of that. I tell this story, and this is just to give you an idea of what's going on down there. Astrid and I, her birthday is close to the first of the year.
Yes, it is.
So we went down there for New Year's. We spent like 5 days around New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there one night. They were going to do like New Year's Eve spectacular fireworks, whatever,
fun.
Right? Fun.
Sounds fun.
We get there at like 8 a.m., you know, because you got to get there early.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
8 a.m.
8 a.m. Well, I mean, they open at like 7 a.m., so you get there at 8 a.m. hoping that you can avoid some of the traffic. But of course, anybody with a fucking kid is up at 7 a.m.
Yes, of
kids
course.
Don't sleep till 11. Teenagers do, but kids don't. Toddlers right. don't. So we get up and we hustle off to the parks, and within an hour, the fire marshal shuts the place down. So by 10 a.m., by 9 a.m., it's shut down because the fire marshal says it's too crowded in here.
Capacity,
which happens a lot down there, right? Isn't it nothing new to, I guess, people who work down there or the people who are controlling it? We did not get, not on one single ride, the entirety of the day.
Oh,
and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we staked our claim on a little piece of grass so that we could see this firework fucking spectacular, which ended up being dope. I mean, honestly, people are fucking miserable. And I know why, because I was fucking miserable too.
Yeah, you're in a bad mood at that point.
Yeah, because when you take your screaming little, you know, shithead toddlers down there, and I'm not saying, you know, when you take your screaming toddlers yes. down there, let me refrain, because I know my son's going to watch this one day and be like, this is why I'm in therapy, Dad!
Yeah.
You told the world I was a shithead. I didn't mean it, son. I kind of meant it, son.
At the time.
At the time I meant it. Now I don't.
Right.
Now I wish you were a toddler.
Right, exactly.
Now I wish you would stop sneaking out of the house. But the truth is, when you go down there, you bake in the sun at 98 degrees, even in January, for an entire 7 hours. You wait in line for 3 hours for every single fucking ride. You pay goddamn $10,000, $15,000.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'm good. I'm out.
There was a time when you could go to Disney World and you could literally just jump on any ride you wanted to, and a 30-minute wait was a long one. You were like, wow, 30 minutes, geez, this is a popular ride today. Now 30 minutes is like a gift from God.
Right.
You've been kissed by the angels if you only wait for 30 minutes. Imagine taking two screaming toddlers who want to do they don't have attention spans. I don't have an attention span.
Nobody does anymore.
I know. So, you know, the whole place is just miserable now, and they got to fix it. And the way that they're trying to fix it is by raising the prices, because they figure if they raise the prices, they take out this bottom level of people who can occasionally afford to go to Disney, but not really, right? They mortgage the house to go to Disney.
Right.
So they say, take these people out and then it'll be less crowded. Not working. Not fucking working. I'm telling you that right now. So we decided that we were going to go on the Disney cruise. Let's go wait in line in a, you know, on a boat
with
a bunch of floating toddlers. That's what sounds good.
No, but I've heard these things are amazing.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Yeah. You have heard correctly. Mm-hmm. That was a 5-star boat, 4-star food for 3.5-star food, 5-star service.
Yeah, and 5-star compared to maybe other cruises.
Oh, yeah. You go to other cruises. I mean, you know, I'm sure that if you spend $1 million to sit in the suite on another cruise, then that's all fine. On the Disney boat, this is crazy. On the Disney boat, right below the whatever you call it, you know, the place where the captain goes. The what do you call that?
The starboard or something?
Starboard? No, it's called a thing. It's called whatever.
The captain's chair.
Right.
Yeah.
Captain's chair. The chair area. You know what I'm talking about. It eludes me right now. But the place where the captain goes and all the people are driving the boat. Right below that.
Yeah,
on
the big
Disney
wheel.
Yeah, they have a big wheel.
It's all wooden.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's just fake.
I think that's just pretend. I've watched Below Deck.
Yeah, Below Deck. I think that's pretend now. I think you control it with a Nintendo. Yeah, PS4.
Yeah.
Go to the left.
An Xbox.
Go to the right. Yeah, an Xbox. It's all being controlled by Waze. I'm sure of it. Like Waze water traffic or whatever. So the cockpit, it's not a cockpit, whatever. Anyway, you get one. Right below there is a suite, whatever they call it, the Jiminy Cricket suite or some shit like that. And that thing,
Pinocchio's suite
is like 3,500 square feet. It's unbelievable.
Man.
Yeah, but I can't afford that. I'm not that kind. Yeah, I don't. You think this podcast makes that kind of money?
No.
We're lucky to get a room with a view. And I can't go on any boat with a porthole. Like, you're not getting me on a boat without a balcony.
Right.
No way. No way. I want to be able to jump to safety if I need to. And I need to feel the fresh air. Like, I can't be confined in a cabin with just a little.
I'm picturing you, like, looking through the hole. Help. Help me.
And they put you on the lower decks, right. And everybody's seen those pictures of like the water coming up to the window, and like, you know, there's people who are just sitting around casually while the boat is drowning. I mean, it's scary shit to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, lovely, lovely rooms, lovely people. The boat was only half full because, you know, people are still scared of the coronavirus.
Right.
And I was too a little bit, like, you know. Bad disease breaks out on mainland, and all of a sudden we're stuck on a boat for 6 years.
That's true.
But if you're going to be stuck on a boat, you might as well be stuck on one with Disney, right?
True.
And everyone was lovely. Lovely.
How nice.
Everybody. So Matias is scared of characters. It's not his thing, like a lot of toddlers are.
They are, yeah. It's all those pictures you see of, like, you know, the Santa Claus pictures or the Easter Bunny pictures when kids are like one and two.
That's my kid.
Yeah, like,
look at any Santa Claus picture with Matias, and he's like, oh!
It's scary.
Yeah, you feel like he's being kidnapped, right?
And sit on his lap!
But he, sit on his lap! I can hear my kid's head. Sit on his lap!
Wait, what was the episode we did about the Santa?
Oh, the COVID Christmas Castle. He's got one eye! Come on down to COVID
he's
Christmas
got a
Castle!
Corn cob.
He's got a corn cob. Got a corn cob arm and an old cooking skillet for a leg. Come on down to COVID Christmas Castle.
We had fun.
It's got
with that
two
one.
Teeth and one eyeball.
That was like 2020.
His skin is
that
green.
That was 2020 Christmas.
His skin is green from some infection. But hey, you won't pay those Phipps Plaza prices. You won't pay those fancy prices down here at COVID Christmas Castle. No siree, Bob. This is our third Santa in 2 months.
Yeah, it was bad that year.
So he's scared of characters.
Right.
But on the boat, the characters are out of the in the galley, like the big entranceway.
Yeah,
They're mingling. Mm-hmm. Like every time you go to the galley, there's another character there. And Mickey and Minnie are the most popular. And he loves Mickey Mouse.
Oh, he does.
Like everybody.
Yes.
So, but he, I just don't think he can get it through his little head that the thing that shows up on the TV screen is now 7 feet tall, not moving its mouth, uh-huh. and strangely going right. like that, you know, walking around like it's got a limp. So,
doing the hand.
Yeah, doing that big hand.
The big yeah. hand. Right.
So, finally, but this cruise, I decided I'm going to let it be. I'm going to let him find yeah. his own boundaries, mm-hmm. right? I'm trying to be like a 2022 kind of dad. Like, let him find his own boundaries. I don't want to force it on him.
Yeah.
So he saw it, and he runs up.
Let it be organic.
Yeah, let it be organic. Yeah, let his fear.
Grass-fed grass.
Let him shit his pants organically. I don't want to force his shitting his pants. Right. I want him to shit his pants on his own. So he runs up toward the front. There's a line. There's like a, you know, 50 people waiting in line.
Yeah.
So he runs up to the front to go catch a glimpse of Mickey and Minnie. And then I explain to him, and he's trying to like walk through the line. And I'm like, explain to me, hey, buddy, we got to wait in this line.
Right.
If you want to go up there and meet him, we have to wait in this line. It's not our turn. And some lady is like, we're family. And I was like, what? Some lady like starts yelling, we're family. And
we're family.
She's yelling at me. And I'm like, we're family. What do you, I'm sorry. And she goes, we're family. And I was like, I don't think I know. She goes, we're family. Just come on, stand in front of me. We're family.
Oh, she was trying to help out.
She was trying to help out.
Oh.
This is the kind of Karen you would normally think.
Yeah.
Is like, if I caught her in Disney World, there'd be a full on, you know, fist fight with tits flying everywhere.
Right.
Like this at Disney World, this wouldn't happen. There would be a fight over just him trying to go catch a glimpse
yes,
up at the front
exactly.
of the line. Because everyone, you know, he's trying to cut in front of the line. Oh my God. Ah! I've waited for 7 hours. Ah!
Right.
So
I was like, relaxed. Oh,
I go, yeah, everyone's like wonderful. Nice. And that's why I say, listen, I really appreciate that, but he's actually scared of kids. In my mind, number one, there's also a bunch of people around this lady that may not have the same opinion.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm going to stand in line regardless. I'm just not going to be that guy because I wouldn't want it done to me. But the other thing is that I'm going to cut in front of line, cause all this drama, and then Matthias is going to go and run away, right? So I told her that. I said, listen, he's really scared of characters. He'll probably run away. She goes, it's okay. Give it another try. Like, if he goes, he goes. If he does, he does. And I'm like, oh, that's very sweet of you. She
yeah,
goes,
very nice.
Just tell him we're family, right? I'm like, tell who? Meanwhile, all these people are standing around us can clearly
hear
see what's going on, right?
Yeah.
So I look, and there is some jacked up beefcake dude behind him. I'm talking like Chad Central, right?
Okay.
He's like this, got big beard. You know the kind of guy I'm talking about, right? The kind of guy that's ready to kick anybody's ass for any reason whatsoever. And I look, and he's like staring at me, and I'm like, it's okay, we're gonna go to the back of the line, because I could see he's getting upset, uh-huh. right? And he goes, it's cool,
yeah,
we're family,
we're right.
And I was like, okay, what universe did I land in? This is not what I'm used to. So everybody was just so pleasant.
Amazing. I'm so happy for you guys.
We had a really, really nice yeah. time. We drove down there. But yeah. not my usual, like, get up at 1 o'clock in the morning right. to drive in the middle of the night, drive my family crazy.
Not there.
Not this one.
But on the way back.
We picked him up from school and we left.
Okay,
and it's
yeah.
pouring down rain. We're following the storm system all the way down
to
Orlando.
I hate driving in that.
I know you do. Like, you hate driving, period. But
I know,
then in rain,
but,
forget about
yeah.
it.
But I when am, you're following the
yeah.
system,
and like
you
normally,
can't get a break.
I take the back roads.
Yeah.
But in this case, I'm like, I got kids in the middle of the day, and at any moment their clock could expire. I just got to get down there the quickest way possible, and that's the highway.
Yeah.
I am white knuckling it the entire
oh, that's
way.
The worst.
Focused, like, you know, super concentrated on everything that's going on. Driving 110 miles per hour, because that's what I do. You know, in and out of traffic. I'm that guy. I'm the asshole. I'm the asshole you see on the highway driving in and out, you know, cutting everybody off and driving up and down. And eventually I just had to stop. I'm like, okay, stop. I don't even know where I am, Hoagly. North Florida, somewhere. I pull over and I go to the Great American Truck Stop. You know what I'm talking
oh,
about.
Oh, I do. Did they sell fireworks too?
Of course they did. Yeah. They sold everything.
Yes.
Everything a trucker would need on his daily, you know, everything from, you know, softcore porn to ham radios to fireworks and, you know, hemorrhoid cream. They sell everything.
Yeah.
Because they're...
Those packets of uppers.
Yeah, packets of uppers, like the legal street yes. speed. You know, that's really a lot worse than the speed. It's legal Drano speed. I go into this truck stop which is not a name brand truck stop. It's not like TA or Flying J's or whatever, you know, the big ones where you, when you're on a road trip, you're like, I feel comfortable
going
there.
I recognize that.
Yeah, I recognize that. Huge facility. They usually have a restaurant of some kind or maybe even two in there. They have showers, which I find to be strange, but whatever. Some of these have lounges for the truckers. Have you seen these?
I have.
They have lounges.
Yeah, we've stopped at some of those before.
They have like, you know, flat screen TVs and leather chairs.
Leather chairs,
and, And you pay five, you become a member of the club and you can go into
That's nice. It's a nice perk.
It's like the Delta Sky Club, only in they actually for serve truckers. You food in the trucker stop.
Yeah.
Delta. I'm looking at you. So I go into this, but this is not a name brand. It's a much smaller facility, but they have 24, you know, gas things.
Yeah.
And the sun's just going down, but there are no lights on in the on the gas, like where the gas tanks are.
Okay.
I find this strange, but the thing says open and I can see somebody in there. So I pull up, I get gas, we let the kids get out, and I walk into this place. And there is a lady behind the counter, and she's training another lady. You can see what's going on here. Clearly a training situation. And the lady who works there, who's got the whatever shirt on, is so fucking high. Her teeth are about to chatter right out of her mouth.
Oh, no.
Like, have you, you know what I'm talking about.
She ate too many of the packets.
She, I don't think this was, I don't think this was packet induced. I think this was pipe induced. This lady was chewing her face off. And I don't know about you, but because of my lifelong experience around many multifaceted different types of folks and you know some situations I found my own personal self in
right
whenever I see somebody else high, I identify it immediately. I identify that other hyper, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
There's a look and you understand what that look looks like because you've stared at that, you know, you stared
late
at that
night.
Face late night and been like, wow, you really look fucked up. Do I look that fucked up? Do I look as fucked up as
and
you
yes,
look?
Because, everybody does. Yeah. Okay. At the party, everybody does.
Everybody does. Yes. But you're always scared that you're the guy that looks the worst, right? I don't know. That's anyway, that's my thing.
And you got like white stuff.
Yeah. You're like foamy. You have stuff at your corner of your mouth because your mouth hasn't stopped moving in 3 hours. And not because you're talking, because... your jaw is just moving back and forth. You're yammer yawing.
We had a waiter at a restaurant over the holidays that was totally jacked up.
Oh,
like,
was he?
Immediately we could tell. When he got to the table, he was like, like spitting. And then he was like, I'll be right back with some bread. Like, I was like, oh, I know that chattery.
This lady was like the old, like, probably in her late 20s, but looked like she was 50.
Right, yeah.
Country, he had very, you know, strong southern drawl. Right. And maybe a few teeth that were heading in the wrong, like Nico's teeth, right? It could fall out at any moment.
Right.
And she was like, so sometimes in the beer cage, when people come get beer, sometimes they ring it up a $5.99, but it doesn't ring up a $5.99, it rings up a $4.99. And the other lady who looks like maybe a mother who is just trying to get a few bucks,
right? Yeah.
She's exacerbated. You can just tell. She's like, okay, so you ring it up the correct. Yeah, but you got to make sure that you ring it up the wrong way if your draw isn't short, because one time the draw was short and people died. And so I can't find the bathroom. So I'm like, bathroom? You going to buy something? I'm buying gas. Which pump? There's nobody out there. I'm the only pump that's buying gas. Do I look like the guy who's coming in to use your shitter for no reason? Where do you think I walked from, lady? I just sympathize with the lady who was
training
because I thought, if you have to spend a whole 8 hours with this lady.
Yeah.
When I worked at the old BP, when I was, you know, where I met the strippers and the whole nine yards, right? When I worked at that BP, they would say, close and lock the door after 11:30 p.m. That was the policy of the BP franchise owner, right? You have to close and lock the door after 11. They're good policy. But we were here, like around here, and this was also 20 years ago. So it really wasn't anything to be worried about. And plus, I'm 19, 20 years old. I have no fear.
No,
anything.
You don't.
A couple times I did because there was some, like, I could see some sketch going on outside and I just wanted to protect myself. But that fucking glass ain't protecting nobody from nothing. Somebody's going to shoot you. They're going to just take aim and shoot you.
Yeah.
And then you'd have that damn thing you'd have to push back and forth. You know, it was just a whole thing. So one time... So, and sometimes we would go back and we would smoke pot. Like, it was a tiny little gas station and they had an employee bathroom in the back.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And a little office with a bunch of, you know, shit, like, you know,
papers from 15 years ago.
And boxes of extra boxes of Skittles and Snick Snacks and Dammer Doodles or whatever the fuck. And so I would go back in the bathroom, or sometimes friends would come up, you know, we go back in the bathroom.
Take a little toke.
Yeah. And, you know, drink a natty ice or whatever we were doing. One time my friend comes in and he just decides to rip it up in that bathroom. I mean, he is like, brings his like 4 foot graphics bong and he's like, you know, the whole place is filled with smoke. But I locked the doors. Uh-huh. I ain't too worried about it, right? I locked the doors. Now, the place is smoky, but at that time, also, people smoked cigarettes inside. It was like, you know, smoke could be anything. And
except if it smelled like weed.
I know, except if it smelled like weed. Very rarely did the cops ever come in the door. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, they would drive through the parking lot, wave to you, right? Hey, everything cool?
Everything,
cool.
Make sure everything's good, yeah.
But on this night... Oh, no. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I walk outside and I can see an officer. He's got his gun, you know, he's holding his hand on his gun.
Right.
And he's like looking in, you know, and I got my BP shirt on from the back. I'm like, hey.
Everything's fine.
And he's like, he waves his hand and he goes like this. He waves me over and I'm like, holy fucking shit.
Paranoia
God damn.
Sets in
totally, that. Hoadly. I was like, man, I hope I don't look like that lady on that. Like when I was looking at that situation going down in the, you know, flying turd, you know, truck stop or whatever it was. I was like, man, that just remember that night specifically.
You were like, that's how I looked.
What I actually did was I ran back in the bathroom and on the shitty, you know, gas station mirror that's actually just like a piece of tin foil that you're trying to like look into. I'm like pouring Visine in my eye. This cop asked me to come and I went back to the bathroom to check my eye.
Yeah. Right
hold
there.
On. And I'm taking like a piece of cardboard to waft the smoke out. I'm spraying, you know, Comet cleanser around. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And I open that door and he goes, everything okay in here? And I go, yes. Why? Looked a little smoky. And I was like, oh, I was smoking a cigarette. Yeah. And this is what he goes. He goes, mm-hmm. Okay, I'll check back in on you later. I was like, okay. He didn't want to arrest the guy at VP.
No.
He was like, what about? And then I got to call somebody.
Well, right. Then somebody else would have to command the station.
And then
station.
The cops doing the shift, right? Then the cops just ringing up gas. But I am so glad to be getting back to the commercial break.
Me too. I missed you. I missed you while you were gone. I took the opportunity to get very, very organized. And it
little
feels
feng shui.
So good. Yes. It feels so good. I had
who's that lady? Marie Claire?
Stuff.
Marie Kondo.
Yes. Yeah. I Marie Kondo'd stuff at the house.
Is that what you did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say, if this doesn't have personal meaning to me, I'm letting it go?
Yeah. If it's not useful, I forget what the three things, something about being useful or loving it or something.
Emotional connection.
Yeah. I mean, I had old stuff.
Which, if I'm honest with myself, I look at any item in this room besides you, I just don't have an emotional connection to.
I mean, that's the way, when you really start to go through stuff. Well, you know, I started thinking, if I died tomorrow, and I know this is morbid, if I died tomorrow, or if I moved tomorrow, like, do I need this shit? Do I want it? Like, am I filing it away somewhere? No.
Yeah.
And that's when it made me realize I need a shredder.
Yeah, I got a shredder. It doesn't work if you want to have it. Okay. Just you can take my printer and my shredder. See if you can make it work. It's yours. Well, your hair looks good.
Thank
I just say Chris
that's
has got a new haircut. Yeah, check it out. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Which, by the way, a lot of people have been going there and watching our videos.
Oh wow!
I really appreciate that. Yeah, we've got you can leave like a bunch of statistics you can look at. And like, let's say a year ago when we were younger than we are today. Obviously, that's how time works. You know, we'd get like a couple hundred returning visitors on a video or in a week or in a month or whatever. Not a lot. And now we're getting many more returning visitors.
Well,
every
welcome
week, so,
back, returning visitors.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And Tina loves the fact that we're putting out full episodes now available. Uh-huh. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Yep. 2 days usually after the episode airs. And we still do clips every day of the week. So there's clips, there's full episodes. They're all playlisted. You can go, you can check it out. And check out Chrissy's new hairdo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks really good. Okay. So I have two special things for our audience. Now, we've been getting a lot of communication via reviews, and some people have been texting us, and I've been texting back and forth with a couple of our listeners. And one of the things that somebody was going back in the old catalog, and they were asking, was the commercial break, I've been listening to old episodes, but just, you know, give me the punchline. Is the commercial break always been the same as it is today? That was the question mark.
It has for me.
It has for you.
Right, but
for me,
yeah.
No, it hasn't. Because I started the commercial break without ever intending to have Chrissy as any part of the commercial break. I started it Man, I'm glad I didn't go that direction.
I am glad you didn't go that direction either.
My wife, when I had the real estate financing business, my wife said, you should do a vlog. You would be really good on a YouTube video channel. So it's her fucking fault this all started. And I was like, oh, well, I didn't never even thought about that. And she's like, let's buy a camera and let's just put you in front of it. You talk about commercial real estate. You could do like a weekly update on commercial real estate. And that's
breaking news.
Breaking news. Brian's an asshole.
The world of commercial real estate.
I know. Who cares? First of all, who fucking cares? Second of all, commercial real estate is the most secretive business in the world. No one wants their shit out there. No one. I'll work with somebody and they'll make me sign an NDA that I can't even say their name outside of the communication that I have via email with them. I mean, it's just so weird and secretive, right? And so,
plus, it's pretty boring to anybody who's not actually in the commercial real estate.
Yeah, space. I guess the point was, and that's one of the things too, is I was like, well,
it's a very niche audience.
How big can my audience get? And my ego tells me I should get the biggest audience possible. Let's do a comedy podcast. I'm not very good at that either. That will also be boring, but I'll have more people listening. So I go back all the way to the archives because I got a hard drive full of almost everything we've ever done. And I find the very first piece of video and audio that I did regarding the commercial break.
Oh, Lord.
Now, Chrissy's going to get her comeuppance too, but I guess I'll go first here. Guys, this is Brian Green doing a 45-minute.
We need like a little 45 minute music like what could have been.
Let's see if I got what. Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome to the commercial break. Real Estate Podcast, starring Brian Green and Kristen Bransford Hoadley.
I wasn't in the first one.
Well, you're in it now, so welcome back. Brian Green opines for 2 hours a week about commercial real estate. Get some coffee. Wake the kids.
Brian's new. Brian's new vlog is out, everybody. Right.
Turn off the new Lord of the Rings episodes on Amazon. You're not going to want to miss this. Brian's going to tell you about equity and debt.
And your debt to ratio.
Brand new data centers going up in Idaho Falls.
Oh my gosh.
Who needs self-storage in South San Francisco? Brian's got the scoop. Come on in. Come on. He can't say anybody by name or mention anything that's actually going on because that's illegal. All right. Okay.
Speaking of San Francisco, hold on. Yeah. Let me just, speaking of when we very, very first started our version of the commercial break, did you not tell me that you bought a billboard in downtown LA?
I bought a bit. I was just having this conversation with somebody in the industry.
I just remembered that.
Yes, I did. And it worked. Unfortunately, it cost like $312 per acquisition. People were probably like, oh, there's Kate Moss. Oh, who's that fucking jack clown? I'm sure that there's a morning show somewhere that was doing a bit on our commercial break. I don't even think I had the right size for the billboard, but the company didn't give a shit. It was a digital billboard. Oh, yeah, they just ran it. They were like, run it. Run it downtown LA traffic.
I got a billboard for us. I was like, whoa, Brian's really serious, Jeff. Everything's about to happen.
It's all happening. On the back of this billboard in downtown Hollywood. I was such an asshole. And then I realized that was too expensive. Like the LA billboards were really expensive.
Right,
I would think. So I was putting them on like, you know, Highway 92 in Oklahoma, which I'm sure like some good old boys running down the road. Commercial break. Sounds interesting.
What's that?
Let me turn it on. Nope. Don't like that, libtard. Turn that off. Turn that shit off. But
you've pulled up the video here. It's very serious. You look very serious.
That's right.
And caffeinated.
That's right. I'm very caffeinated here. I remember this day.
You got a nice white crisp shirt.
I had a crisp shirt. I had my glasses on. I was so nervous because I'd never really been in front of a camera. Right. Like, we did radio, but right. there was a microphone. There was no cameras at that time.
You didn't have anywhere. The experience like I have. We'll should be
That's right.
Next.
We'll show, yeah, Chrissy's. We've right. already shown some of her on-camera experience, but man, did we hit gold.
When I was cleaning, I found
that's,
it.
That's right.
I was organizing.
Thank God for Marie Kondo or whatever her name is. This is Brian giving a first run at what a commercial break about real estate would sound like mm-hmm. as a vlog. So if you want to see the video of this, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Hey, commercial breakers, back by popular request, the commercial break inside of the commercial break. Go to tcbpodcast.com. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, get all of our sponsors' specialized URLs and codes, and connect with us at the socials and on YouTube, which happens to be at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. That's where you can find the video of all the shows and clips every single day of the week. We also put out some content on that YouTube channel that's not available anywhere else, like Commercial Break in the Studio, where Chrissy and I pick a timely topic and we opine for 4 to 5 minutes. You'll love hearing Chrissy and I for an additional 4 to 5 minutes a week. So go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. From the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate everybody who has been leaving us kind comments and reviews, especially on Apple. But you don't have to leave it at Apple. Any podcast player will do. We'll take it. And for those of you who are leaving not so nice comments and reviews, well, we'll take yours too. We know we're not everybody's cup of tea, and every cup of tea needs a lemon. You're it. TCBpodcast.com, at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, and one final note, 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. That's where you can leave us a text message or call it and leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you about anything you want to talk about. Now, let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Oh, no, that's my apartment
preview.
I'm
sorry. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I hit that. That was the wrong one. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay, okay.
Yep,
I'm super caffeinated. Okay, okay. I'm going to work at a truck stop after this. Okay, okay. I look like the lady at the truck stop. I was so nervous, and I felt like drinking caffeine would, because Astrid was like, you know, you be your
seem
peppy
alert.
Normal
yeah.
self. Yeah, and I was like, give me another cup of coffee. Get going there, kill
and
this
then
one.
You've got tea with like 5 tea bags.
I know.
Testing the audio. Welcome to the commercial break. An honest, irreverent.
Okay, I'm already ready to end this episode of the commercial break.
Welcome to The Commercial Break, an honest and irreverent look at the commercial real estate industry, the people that make it happen, and the world that spins around it. I'm Brian Green, your host.
That's like, I feel like it's like you're an MTV.
I know. VJ. I'm a VJ for the commercial real estate business.
The world that spins around.
Hey, I'm Brian Green. Welcome back to The Commercial Break. An irreverent look at the commercial real estate industry, the crazy cats who are in.
The world that spins
around. The money
around
that changes hands and the assholes who do it. And then you're like, and then the bumper comes in. Dropping straight to the bottom of the Apple charts this week, Brian Green's Commercial Break.
Yeah.
There's a Wikipedia page being made somewhere about this particular 45-second interlude.
By Ohana Financial Services. Ohana Financial is helping developers, investors, and asset managers.
Meanwhile, I'm doing a commercial
for your for my own company.
Debt and equity for their commercial ventures. Ohana's experience in deal structuring and deep capital market relationships allow them to find a solution for most loan requests. Make a call, send an email, reach out, and touch someone. They promise to treat you.
Flip the paper.
I want to hide under the desk. I
you're doing like you're like John Stewart.
Dave Letterman, yeah, throwing a pencil. What a douchebag I am. I want to hide under the table right now.
We're going to embarrass
my 877 Ohana.
Okay, all right. All right, that's okay.
Okay, is that enough?
No, that's enough of the video.
Okay.
But are okay, let's go to Chrissy real quick, and then we'll come back to the commercial break audio. Yeah, we'll bounce around. Okay, so this is what almost was, as far as the commercial break was concerned. It was almost literally like an entertainment
Our
tonight.
Our worlds could have gone in
two
separate,
different directions.
Yeah, I know.
You could be working at a gas station in South Florida. And I might be the world's most famous commercial real estate vodcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, to all 20 people who care about that. Mm. Chrissy, recently we looked over some of Chrissy's video, I don't even know what to call it, like foray into entertainment
commercials. Well, I worked
into
for cable. Yeah. I worked for a cable company. It was called Charter Media. And then later I worked for Comcast.
Yep.
Both of those places had me, they just kind of like grabbed me and said, here, you look good. Be on camera.
And nice ass, kid.
Yeah,
get in front of
so
camera.
Was.
Do
I was
your
young.
Thing.
I was in my young 20s, yeah. You know, and so the and I was in sales. I was in the sales department. I'm outgoing. And they grabbed me to do some promos.
They sure did. You have to see the visuals on this one, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak.
This is from Knoxville. Okay. Charter Media.
So to tee this up. So here you're doing hosting some commercials.
Yeah, well, this was, okay, so all the salespeople had, you know, their own promo.
Sure.
That then we would run across open inventory.
Okay.
Like over all of the.
You would give it to free to their best clients.
Yeah, we would give it, no, we would run it for free for our own sales to promote for businesses to call in.
Oh.
And talk to a salesperson about advertising.
Oh, I see. So you're promoting yourself and the ventures. Okay.
Yes,
got it.
Yes.
10-4.
And
all right, here we go. I'm excited. I've never seen this before, by the way. Just cut this up as
Charter
we
Charter Main Street.
Chrissy's on a ladder.
They had me get on a ladder.
On a ladder.
But there's a green screen. Yeah. And it looks like I'm painting,
painting the
logo.
Man, what, when is this, 2000s?
Yes.
This is cutting edge green screen technology here. Wow, those people at Charter know how to do it. Come here, honey. Look, she's magic painting on the screen. Pick up the phone and call Charter. Get ourselves some commercials for our truck stop.
And they did. And then I did the used car commercial.
Okay, we'll get to that. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, Lord.
It's your hometown station.
It's a community resource.
It's a place that gives me a paycheck. It's a place where I can shit away from my family. I'm sleeping with the secretary.
Oh, my God.
Dave tried to jump off the roof one Christmas party.
Yep.
So these are salespeople.
These are all the salespeople, yeah. And they were promoting themselves, and then they would each have their own, like, their direct line phone number.
Oh, wow. This is pretty fancy.
Yeah.
And who is editing this? Which editing master is editing this?
Who it from the video department was.
Do a fade in.
It was, like, two guys.
Yeah, two guys.
We're right here, your hometown station, Charter Main Street.
Wow, Chrissy, look at that. We're right here, on top of a ladder. Painting a fake wall.
I never having to keep doing it. They're like, no, you know, go further out with the paper.
You're like, I'm going to fall.
And I had to smile and be like, hey, Charter Main Street. It's good.
Oh, look, they're giving out their actual phone numbers.
That's what I'm saying. They had their direct
without
lines.
A prefix. You know how old this is because there's not... There is not 10 numbers involved. There's
exactly.
Only 7.
Plus, this was Knoxville. Oh, I'm not even sure they do have area code there
they
yet.
Still don't?
Either.
Yeah.
Norman Plumley, to advertise your business on Charter Main Street, Channel 28.
Look at that thing. It's about to come down like that. I remember it was a loose
street sign. Okay. So, for those of you that aren't listening to this, so now the salespeople are introducing themselves individually.
They're promoting
themselves, yeah. Here we got Charlie Plumley. Norm Plumley. Dial him up at 671-9442.
Nice, but look how far, look at the angle of the camera. It's like you can see his nose hairs.
The cameraman is directly standing underneath Norman, not giving him the best angle. As you know, Norm's built like I am. He's got a nice gut there. So you're looking right up Norm's, you know, sausage factory there.
Oh my
but
God.
Hey, listen, call 571-9442 if you need to call Norm. I bet Norm still picks up the phone there. Norm,
nice
this is
guy.
Plumley. Did you guys nice call guy. Him Plumley?
Yeah.
I would have called him Plumley. Hey, Plumley. he's got a nice two-tone shirt on. Back in the 2000s, that was all
the
rage.
It was all the rage. The white collar, blue shirt.
White collar, tie that goes down to your dick. Like, come on, man. It's okay. I like Norm. He's holding a street sign. For what reason, I have no idea.
Well, it was the corner of Charter and Margaret.
Oh, in Main Street.
We were so clever.
Yeah, I know. I can see the production staff on this one. Hey, you got any blow? I do. Let's do something. This is so stupid. Can't believe 4 months in a row we're doing Plumley's fucking advertising. Give me a bump. Hey, get below Plumley. And then all of a sudden they become like, you know.
Like Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, they're fucking James Cameron. Yeah. Test my light.
There's a boom.
I know. A boom mic. Your boom's in the shot. It's going all over the greater Knoxville area. What are we doing here? Plumley. Can you look less, I don't know, idiotic?
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. We're right here.
Charter Main Street. We're right here. That's a great tagline. We're right here.
Like going into the city.
I mean, we're right here. What is that? We're right here.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. Yeah, it just sounds cool.
Just call us for
never
advertising.
Never in the history of ever did, like, I can just see some guy that owns, like, a series of, like, brake shops, and he's like, really need to spend that marketing budget before the year is out. Oh, look, Charter, they're right here. Get on the phone with them. What a great tagline. They're right here.
They're right here.
I feel like I can trust those people with my advertising dollars.
We were trustworthy.
Call Plumley. Hey, honey, dial 671-9442. Nope, no prefix. It's greater Knoxville area. Those people are right here.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Here I am. This is pretty much all I do, and then they insert, you know, different. Yeah.
It's right here.
Counting seconds.
It's right here. What the fuck?
Okay.
I bet they had 12 meetings about that too. Oh, yeah. I bet they were like,
it took months, I think, for us to put this together.
Well, I mean, just about the tagline. Like, what should we do? Like, you know, the people you can trust, you know, your advertising network.
No. I think we called in like the Nashville people to the Nashville office, the marketing girl from Nashville, to like give her input on it.
And she probably came up with that tagline.
She's like, those people in Knoxville. Yeah, just say they're right there.
Yes. You're over there. But when you're there, you can say, we're right here. But how I say it is, you're over there. Right. How's that?
It's your hometown station.
It's a community resource.
We're right here, your hometown station, Charter Main Street.
Oh.
Find out how Charter Main Street can increase customers for your business. Call me, Kevin, at 671-9428.
Why is everyone standing in front of that stupid street sign?
They made everybody do that.
That's so stupid. We're right here at the corner of Main Street and Charter. We're actually standing at the signpost. Bring a check on by.
Oh, my God.
We're right here.
This is like 20 years ago.
Oh, my God, Chrissy. This was
bad. Oh, wow. Well, there's more gold okay. in the hills.
All right. So now let's get to Chrissy.
Back to you.
What? You want to go back to me? I was hoping to avoid back to me. Okay. Now, commercial break then departs from the idea of commercial real estate very quickly because I decide it's too boring. I can't give enough information because not everyone is going to appreciate the fact that I'm giving away, you know, all the commercial real estate secrets. So then I have a brainstorming session with my good friend, Allison, our good friend here at the show, Allison. And she says, well, what do you want to do? And I told her, I said, I think I could do a comedy podcast, but I think it's going to be really hard to do a comedy podcast by myself.
Yeah.
And at the time I thought about you, but I thought, well, Chrissy's not going to be able to do that with me all the time. Like, you know, it's just going to be me. How am I going to do a comedy show where I'm just talking to myself? That's going to be really boring. And I've heard a few comedy podcasts where it's just one person opining. Yeah. You have to be really funny to do that.
You have to.
You have to be Bill Burr or Chris Rock or, you know, you have to be that kind of person.
Agreed.
So we kind of bang around this idea that what if I was to put together a podcast where I brought on people who had really opinions that were very unpopular.
Oh, that's right. I'm really talking about this.
Racist. You know, whatever. You think about go on down the line,
The crazy preachers.
The crazy preachers. People just had horrible opinions. And I brought them on, and I didn't necessarily attack them. I just asked, I tried to get to the bottom of why they thought the way that they thought. Uh-huh. And actually, so I put together like a promo podcast trailer.
This is your demo reel. For
this. This is me explaining why I believe that everybody is kind of every person. Like you could be an extremely good person or you can be an extreme. Nothing is black and white.
Everybody's everybody.
Everybody's everybody.
They're right there.
That's right there. We're right here. So this is Brian. Who's me? That's me. This is me doing like an intro to the podcast.
Okay.
Which is horrible. Horrible.
Let it roll.
Hi, I'm Brian Green, and welcome to the commercial break. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. On the surface, I'm just a normal guy. I have a wife, a family, a brand new baby, and two really loud dogs. Just like you.
I hate them so much, I had to bring it. I had to mention that.
Yeah.
Oh, my
dog,
God.
The dogs are still a central theme.
Let me tell you a little bit about myself.
What's that?
I said the dogs are still a central theme.
Yeah.
I have a wife, a family, a brand new baby, and two really loud dogs.
My address is, call me at 424-7717. I'm right here. That's our new tagline at the commercial break. I'm right here.
Right here.
Best to use gone. I'm right here. Hey, welcome to the commercial break. I'm right here. She's right there. You're right over here.
Just like you, I didn't get to this part of the story easily or quickly. I've had the opportunity to...
Meanwhile, what's the music playing? Where did Brian edit this? In the bathroom? Taking a shit? Hey.
Like a little xylophone?
If I talk into this one and then I play the music on the other one... Like editing 1922.
Veer off the road, I've taken a few detours, and I've gained some interesting insight. Let me
the commercial break being the biggest detour I've ever taken.
Share a little bit of my backstory.
Sure.
I was born in the North and raised in the South. I changed schools 3 times and was a miserable student and a troublemaker at home.
You're really selling yourself.
I'm right here. Come on down, talk to me. I can fix all your problems. Why wouldn't you want to talk to me? I don't spell so good.
I was a child fashion model.
Every man.
I repeat.
I was a child fashion model. Did you?
No. He said that. Oh, my God.
All of this is true, by the way. I was a child fashion model.
Oh, my gosh. We need those pictures.
Oh, my God. I wish I had them. They used to be hanging in my house, but I think I ripped them down at like 12. When Kurt Cobain started singing, I was like, I can't have those in the house. That just doesn't look cool. It's not going to go with my grunge image for 33 penis.
repeated fourth grade twice. I once took a 4-week spring break vacation from high school. I then got kicked out of said high school. I sang in a band that toured. I sang in a band that did not tour.
You're laying it all out there.
I'm just letting you know. Yeah, everything that we've talked about here on the commercial break, I put into it too. If you want to just get to the point, if you're wondering when the commercial break is going to wrap it up, if you wonder when Brian's stories are going to be over, if you want to get to the punchline, I'll give you a copy of this. I'm going to make it into an NFT.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I started working at age 15. I worked at more than one fast food joint. I got fired from more than one fast food joint. I've managed restaurants. I've bartended at a few. I started my own concert production company at age 18. I sold beer to underage strippers during the graveyard.
That was the BP just talked about.
Okay, you get it. It goes on. It drones on and on and on. It's like 2.5 minutes long. I'm not going to play every bit for you. If you want me to play every bit, you can text and maybe we'll make a whole show out of it. But yeah, we're running low on time, and I want to make sure I get to everything we have planned for today so I don't piss people off. Chrissy also did car commercials.
This was in Knoxville,
Let's
too.
Let's get back to Chrissy. That feels better.
And this was... there was an account executive that I worked with. He was like this big top biller, and I was kind of his second in command, like go-to. Okay. So, of course, you know, this is one of his clients, and he reels me in to do the commercials.
To do the commercials.
And the car people were very excited.
For yeah, me. I'm sure they were. Did 22. You sell any cars? Yeah. 22, looking great. Wearing tight pants.
Yeah.
It's the best day at Pro Care Tire and Service ever.
Oh, yeah. You can imagine the filming on that. Yeah,
look at those cars. Oh, man. Yeah. Wow. You can tell what the date is based on the look of the car. To
this
minivan.
This is a pretty classic one. There's a classic line. Jeff likes me to repeat this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, okay.
Almost 2 decades. That's how long folks in Blount County have trusted Pro Care Tire and Service Center. Pro Care Tire and Service Center is locally owned and operated, and is ASC certified and AAA approved.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
They're yeah, nuts and the bolts of the.
They're making those rotors nice and tight. That guy's really into his job. By the way, I've seen a lot of these car commercials where these guys are, you know, they got the flashlight and they're like,
right,
you know,
the safety goggles.
Our technicians are CPAT certified, you know, and they got the flashlight and they're talking to you. They have a part in their hand and they're like, you can die. This fell off when I was driving it into the shop. I don't even know what this does.
Yes.
But they're saying something to somebody so friendly and nice. Right. Meanwhile, have you ever been to a car shop? I've been to some good car shops.
Yeah.
But yeah, the guys aren't, whatever. They're like, hey, Bob, what does this thingy-ma-digger do? I don't know. Glue it back on. Oh, fuck. Yes. You know, I think I know. I'm an encyclopedia of car information. I just work here, Todd.
An assessment you can trust.
What's an assessment you can trust?
Look, there you are. Look at you. Yeah,
at the desk.
Oh, yeah. That guy likes you. Here's a guy with a fedora on. What is that? He's got a.
And like a neck thing.
He's got like a Gucci. Yeah. A Gucci scarf on. He's a 72-year-old white man from Knoxville. Oh, I like this.
It's glee glassed up.
Yeah. 411 South in Maryville.
Maryville.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this. No, this is.
Oh,
the
here
one
comes the
Jeff.
Next one.
Jeff likes me to say.
Hi, Blount County. I'd like to invite you to come by Five Point Motors and check out our huge selection of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. We've slashed our prices to the bone.
We slashed our prices to the bone.
Oh, I'm cutting Jeff that one
heard
up.
That and was like, what did you just say?
I'm slashing your PP to the bone. I'm sucking your penis dry.
I was all dressed
Most
up.
Most of our vehicles have low miles, some even with factory warranty remaining. Looking for low monthly payments? We can really help you with that.
We're buy here, pay here, where you can pay almost no interest, over 25%.
Oh my!
Five
God.
Points Motors in Maryville, slashing prices to the bone.
Yes.
Banks, credit unions, and GMAC financing to assure you the best interest rate and lowest possible payment, even if your credit history is not the best. Come see us at Five Point Motors on East Broadway.
That was like the nicest car in the place. It was LeBaron.
Yeah, it was a Saturn. They don't even make those anymore. Saturn.
All right, I think that's it.
No, I think there's one more. There you go.
Oh, it's the Charter Main Street.
Oh, it's more Main Street. Oh, now you put up the sign.
Yes. Welcome to Charter Main Street.
We're right here.
This courthouse.
We're right here in front of this courthouse. Getting ready to take Betty to court for not paying her cable bill. We're part of your community. God. We care about you.
We're right here.
Yeah, we're right here. When it's time to pay your bill, we're right here waiting for you to pay your bill. We know where you live. Oh, my God. So much fun.
We got that out of the way.
Little Brian Chrissy history there. You go back. Figure out what the commercial break could have been. And now I'm sure that even if you dislike the show, you're so glad it wasn't the other version.
Yeah, and I could have been a nationally known
syndicated car commercial girl. Yes. Yeah. You know, those people make money. You get on a national commercial, and you're making money. And you're making money forever. Like, you get residuals and residuals.
This is when right after that, I moved to Nashville and started to party.
Right after that, I hit the booze. I hit the bottle. It's been downhill ever since. Look at me. I went from Charter street sign to commercial break no sign.
There's nowhere I'd rather be, Brian, than right here.
Amen.
With you.
Right here. The commercial break. We're right here. Okay, here's what you do. Go to tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video, it's all there. You can connect with us on the socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Full episodes now available, and I'm going to go back and put all the full episodes we didn't put up there. I'm going to go back and put those up there too. So our full catalog is going to be available on video clips every single day of the week. Please subscribe and like if you would. Hey, lots of people are doing it. Why don't you text us 661? I'm a stripper and a dancer, and I used to be a model. 661. Best, the number 2, 661-237-8296. You can text us, you can leave us a message, you can call us through the voicemail. We love to hear from you. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, give us content ideas, or just say hello. Please review us on your favorite podcast player. So many of you doing this, and we really appreciate it. Even if you don't have Apple, it's a likelihood that your podcast application has somewhere you can rate and or review us. Please do that. It really does help. Make sure you use our sponsor, specialized URLs and codes, because that too helps us. And I thank all of our sponsors for today's show. And I want to thank my dear friend, Kristen Hoadley, for being here on yet another episode of The Commercial Break.
Well, you cut me to the bone.
Well, we're right here. I'm slashing your cock to the bone.
Chrissy,
I love you. Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, there's a little thing we like to do here at The Commercial Break. We say bye.